上个周末这个Dan Heber 弟兄在这里跟我们有两次的交通。
Last weekend, Brother Ben Hebert had two sessions of sharing with us.
特别在礼拜五晚上，他提到五点。
Especially on Friday night, he mentioned five points.
我们要爱慕我们的主。
We have to love our Lord.
我们要爱慕主的话。
Love His Word.
我们能够爱慕主所看重的。
Love what he thinks is important.
我们也爱慕成为一个得胜者。
Love to be an overcomer.
我们爱慕主的回来。
And love his appearing.
我觉得我们弟兄讲了一个话。
I feel brother spoke one thing.
他说每次我们聚会。
Every time we meet.
我们要知道主就在这里。
We have to know that the Lord is here.
并且我们在聚会中主总有话要对我们说的。
And every time he has a word for us.
问题是我们有没有听到。
But are we listening?
问题不在主有没有话跟我们说。
Not that the Lord doesn't have word for us.
是我们听不听到主要对我们讲的话。
It is whether we heard it or not.
但愿我们能够把这句话听到我们心中去。
May we really hear this word in our heart.
我前几个几次跟弟兄姊妹交通到这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的生平。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters, the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕给我们看到奉献与过寄居的生活。
Abraham showed us consecration and how to live a life as a soldier.
以撒给我们看到我们要过一个深处的生活。
Isaac showed us to live a deeper life.
然后我们从雅各身上，神因着你有前面的一些学习，神要把我们塑造成为他神家的柱子。
And in Jacob's life, because of the previous working of the Lord and dealing, how do we become a pillar in his house?
我们应该有个爱慕，愿意在神家中成为一个柱子。
We need to love to be a pillar in his house.
这个我们需要我们许多在神面前的一个学习。
And this requires that we have a lot of working out in before him.
我们来看一点的圣经。
Let's look at passage in the Bible.
我们翻到以赛亚书，旧约的以赛亚书第六章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah 6.
我想今天一些圣经节可能我只读中文了，英文弟兄姊妹就跟着好不好？
We'll just read in Chinese, the English readers will just follow along.
第六章第一节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下遮盖圣殿。第六章第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。然后第九节
Verse 9,
他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却是不明白，看是要看见却是不晓得。翻到出埃及记第三章
And then Exodus chapter
3, 出埃及记第三章第一到第四节
1 to 4,
三章一到四节
3, 1 to 4,
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶士罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘就被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看着大异象，这荆棘为何没有被烧毁呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫他说，摩西，摩西。他说我在这里。然后我们看第十节。
And then verse 10.
神说，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。我们再读一段在新约的使徒行传第二十六章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传第二十六章第十三到第十六节。
13 to 16.
二十六章第十三到第十六节。
26:13 to 16.
王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，做你所看见的事和我将要启示你的事。我们暂时先读这些。
We'll stop here for now.
我们读了三个人。
We read about three persons.
第一个是以赛亚。
First is Isaiah.
当以赛亚当他那王死的时候。
When the king died.
他就突然间看到，这个天开了。
Then he saw an open heaven.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
The Lord is on the throne.
当他看到这个景象的时候。
When he saw this vision.
他听到有一个声音。
He heard a voice.
有个声音说。我今天我可以差遣谁呢？
The boy said, "Whom can I send?"
谁愿意为我去呢？
Who is willing to go for me?
换句话说，谁愿意被我用呢？
He says, "Who is willing to be used by me?"
以赛亚就回答说，我在这里，你可以差遣我。
And Isaiah answered, "Here I am. You can send me."
然后他就听到这个声音说，你就去到我的百姓当中。
And the voice said, "You go to my people."
我们看到摩西。
And we saw Moses.
摩西有，你知道他住在旷野里面，沙漠地。
You know Moses was in the wilderness, in the
desert. 他常常看到荆棘着火了。
He usually see burning wood.
因为太干了。
Because it was so dry.
干到一个地步，很多的荆棘都着火了。
That's why the bush burned.
一般的情况，荆棘着火就是烧完了，整个烧掉了。
And when they burned, they were consumed.
有一天他看到有个荆棘一直烧没烧掉。
But then one day he saw a burning bush.
他就要去看究竟发生什么事情了。
So he went to see what happened.
当他去看的时候，他就听到一个声音对他说。
When he went to look at it, the voice said,
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
那摩西说，我在这里。
He said, "Here I am."
神就对他说，你去到我的百姓中去，把他们带离开埃及。
And the Lord tell him to go to Egypt and bring out his people.
我们看到新约的保罗。
We see Paul in the New Testament.
当他要准备到大马，在大马色的路上准备去迫害基督徒的时候。
On the way to Damascus to persecute.
一个大光把他打在地上。
There was a great light that shone on him.
就听到一个声音说，你为什么逼迫？扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？It says, "Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me?"
保罗问了。主啊，你究竟是谁？
Paul said, "Who are you?"
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
That I am Jesus whom you persecute.
然后我们刚刚读的《使徒行传》里面就说了。
And then in Acts it says.
他说，你起来站住，我向你显现，特派你啊，为我工作的，做我的执事。
Arise and stand upon thy feet. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose to make thee a minister.
这三段的。三个人，这三段的故事。
These three persons, three stories.
有他们共通的一点。
There's a common point.
乃是他们先看到一个特别的景象。
They saw something.
那我们圣经里面跟我们讲，他们看到一个异象。
They saw a vision.
然后他听到神的呼召。
And heard the Lord's calling.
他们就看到神的差派。
And see God send them.
主如果愿意的话，
If the Lord will,
我愿意用 下面几次的时间，
I want to use the following few times,
与弟兄姊妹交通到异象、呼召与使命。
I want to share with brothers and sisters the vision, the calling, and the mission.
我们一般人，我们信主。
For us, what we believe,
我们一般只要求主，就是什么？我一信主，主要就主保佑我。
Most of us just want to pray the Lord protect us.
给我这个，给我那个。
Or give me this and that.
救我从这个环境出来，那个环境出来。
And save me out of this circumstance.
使我能够有平安快乐。
Give me peace and joy.
这差不多是一般的基督徒所求的。
In general, this is what Christian asks.
我们有没有想到主究竟救我们为了什么？
But have you thought about why does the Lord?
我们刚刚唱的诗歌，神说主要我们能够成为他的见证。
The Lord, the song said, "We want to be His testimony."
我过去跟弟兄姐妹特别就最近讲的这个成为柱子。
This message about the pillar that I shared.
乃是我们能够承受主托给我们做他的见证人。
Is that we can accept what the Lord entrusts us.
如果我们要能够成为这样的见证人。
If we can be a testimony.
我们不能够离开意向、呼召与使命。
Then we cannot depart from vision and calling.
如果我们问我们现在信主了，你有使命吗？
If I ask you now, you believe.
我可能有很多的使命。
Maybe I have a lot of mission.
但是不见得是为着主的。
But it's not for the Lord.
不见得是主要我有的。
Or maybe it's not what the Lord wants me to do.
所以我今天愿意开始的就跟弟兄姊妹交通到这个意向。
So today I want to share about this vision.
我们先来看一些圣经节。
Let's turn to a few passages.
箴言第二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
我们要看多一点一些圣经节哈，箴言二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
哦，对，二十九章第十八节。
18.
没有意象，民就放肆。这个，你读一下这一句。
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
OK， 我们翻到四世纪第二十一章。
Judges 21.
四世纪第二十一章。
Judges 21.
最后一节。
The last verse.
他说：“那时以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。”我们翻到这个新约的《使徒行传》第二十六章第十九节。
Acts 26.19.
使徒行传第二十六章第十九节。
Acts 26:19.
亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象啊，这是保罗说的哈。他亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。我们翻到马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew 5:8.
马太福音第五章第八节。我想我们很熟的一句话，马太福音五章第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。马太福音。哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章第十五十六节。
15:16.
哥林多后书第三章第十五十六节，然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy 3.
提摩太后书第三章第十四、十五节。
Verses 14 and 15.
但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。还是提摩太后书翻到前面一点，第二章，第二十一节，二十二十一节。
Second Timothy 2:20-21.
在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。我翻到还回去旧约一下哈，耶利米书第十五章。
Jeremiah 15.
以赛亚书后面哈，耶利米书第十五章第十九节。
Verse 19。
十五章第十九节，耶和华如此说：你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前； 你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以做我的口，他们必归向你，你却不可归向他们。最后我们翻到约伯记
and then Job
第42章
42，
约伯记第42章第5节
Job 42:5，
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。我们只读这一节就好了。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通到这个异象的事。
Today I want to share about vision。
我年轻的时候很怕这个词。
When I was young, I was so afraid of this word vision.
我实在不知道什么叫异象。
And I do not know what is vision.
我听到弟兄们讲异象，我就 bypass， 我就从我脑袋就闪过了。
Whenever they talk about vision, I just pass over it.
因为我觉得这个是我现在不会明白的事。
Because that's something that I cannot understand anyway.
但是当年日一直的过的时候
，But when time passed，
我就发现异象这件事非常重要。
I discovered that vision is very important.
你说我们在地上做些事情，我们也要有一些，就工作上我们有点 vision， 我们才知道我们的方向是往哪里走。
Even in the world, you need to have a vision to have direction.
我们今天来到神的家，如果我们没有看到神要什么的，我们走什么呢？
But in this house of God, if we do not know what God wants, then where are we heading?
我们刚刚读的一开始读四世纪哪里说？
In the book of Judges,
他说以色列中没有王啊。
In Israel, there's no king.
人怎么做呢？
And what do people do?
人任意而行。
They do whatever they want.
刚刚我们读箴言那句话说，没有异象，民就放肆。
And in Proverbs it says, if there's no vision, then people perish.
我想他现在暂时不要用 perish 这个字，放肆这个是不是 presumptuous 啊？这个就随便他要干嘛就可以，他要干嘛就干嘛。
We won't talk about perish yet, but it's like people will just do whatever they want.
我们如果没看到究竟我要做什么
，What do we want to do?
我们只做我们自己喜欢做的。
Then we of course just do what we want.
这是四世纪的情况。
This is what happened in Judges.
今天也是像箴言讲到的，如果没有看到主要什么，我们随意而行。
Same thing. And if we don't have vision, we will just do whatever we want.
我们讲到今天神的家教会。
In the house of God today.
如果没有看到异象的话。
If we do not see the vision.
我们一个就是我们爱干什么就干什么。
Then we will do as we please.
我们再不是我们就跟着传统怎么做就怎么做。
Or we follow tradition and do according to tradition.
那我们现在来看哈，没有异象，名就犯是原文。就是刚刚翻译的，民就灭亡。
Now in the original, it says, if there's no vision, people perish.
所以英文翻的这个很好 ，perish 就是灭亡。
People are destroyed.
你知道圣经里面用灭亡这个字啊，我就在想有多少个我没有完全去查。
I didn't really look how many times.
但是我最早知道我们背这个约翰福音三章十六节。
But we memorize John 3:16.
那神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的怎么样，不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 says that, you know, that we will not perish but have eternal life.
我们知道那个的灭亡，乃是你永远的完了。
That perish talk about.
因为人是有永远的，你没有主的生命，你是永远亡。
If you do not have God's life, you perish eternally.
那我们也记得在这个马太福音第七章两讲到进窄门走小路。
And then in Matthew 7 talks about getting into the narrow
way. 它里面有一句话说引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的。
And then it says that the way to death is the gate is wide. 那
里也提到一个灭亡的事情。
Same thing talks about perishing.
但是我们知道那一马太福音五六七章是对基督徒讲的。
But Matthew 5:6-7 is talking to
Christians. 我们知道这个灭亡不是永远就没掉了。
So that perish is not talking about eternal death.
所以我们好好的看的话，这里还是说，引到你一生浪费的一条路，那个路是宽那个门是宽的，路是大的。
That means that wasting of life, the door is big.And the door is wide and the way is big.
我们今天信主。
Today we have believed.
我们如果没有异象的话。
If we do not have vision.
就引导我们一生是浪费的。
Then we waste our life.
我们可以认为我很努力在这里侍奉。
Maybe we're working very hard.
或者我们很努力在做一些事情。
Or we're working so hard doing something.
但在神眼中来看，那是浪费掉了。
But in the eyes of God, it's wasted.
所以我们要来问，什么是意象？
So we want to ask, what is vision?
我以前总是觉得，哎呀，我要看意象。
I always think I want to see a vision.
哪一天看到天使站在我面前？
Maybe one day an angel stand before me.
哇，我觉得这个是 my special day. 这个是天使站在我面前，全身白的，发光的。
Then that would be a special day with an angel shining bright and white.
哇，很多年我就想，哪一天会有这种事发生
？When is that going to happen？
这没发生过。
But it has never happened.
有时候听听别人呢、啊，要死之前，哎呦，我看到天使说接你回家。
Sometimes I hear about people saying before they die they see an angel coming to. Take them home.
那有时候想，那可能要晚一点再看那个那一幕。
Then maybe I need to see that angel later in life.
所以很多时候就说，这个意象究竟是什么
？Now what is this vision?
所以我们今天一般我们用另外一个是启示。
So today we talk about revelation.
有突然间在你心里面给你明白过来的。
All of a sudden, in your heart, you understand.
我们要问什么叫启示
？What is revelation?
那启示在希腊文里面，希腊文里面它提到哈
，in Greek，
这个、啊、就是好像我们去看一台戏，这个有人把那个幔子伸上去也好，打开也好，就是你就看到里面了。
Maybe we go watch a play. The curtain went up.
你知道这个幔子如果没打开，里面究竟是什么东西，你绝对没可能知道。
If the curtain or the veil didn't open, you will not see what's in there.
你去猜。
You can
yes.
guess.
但是你永远不知道里面什么人究竟要演什么。
But you don't know who are there, what the play is about.
所以中文的启示写得很好。
So in Chinese, revelation is translated very well.
就是打开，是给你看见。
It means open, and then you will see.
所以我们知道这个要看见，除非这个打开了，不然你没可能看见。
Unless it's open, you will not see.
所以我们常常说，今天世界上很多的宗教。
We say today there are a lot of religions in the
world. 宗教是人在找神。
Religion is people looking for God.
你各样怎么找？你在瞎子摸象，你自己找出什么就是什么。
You can have your own imagination. You can look. It's all according to yourself.
但信耶稣不是一个宗教。
But believing in Jesus is not a religion.
整个信耶稣这件事情完全是启示。
Believing in Jesus is by revelation.
如果不是神启示给我们知道他是谁，你无从知道他是谁。
Unless the Lord reveals Himself to us, we cannot know Him.
这个幔子不升上去，不落打开，你永远不知道神是怎么样的。
If this veil will not go up and open, you will not know who God is.
所以神今天给了我们一本圣经。
So today the Lord gives us a Bible.
圣经乃是把这位神能够把它显示出来了。
The Bible is to reveal God.
我们今天不可能再看到超过这本圣经的。
We cannot see what is not in the Bible.
当新约写成之后。
When the Bible says.
神要我们认识他的全部写在圣经里了。
When it's finished.Everything that we need to know is already here.
我们今天不可以说我又有一个意象，有什么启示是不在圣经里面的。
We cannot have a vision that is not according to the Bible.
那个就变成异端了。
That would be a heresy.
所以我们要知道，所有启示神要给我们认识都在圣经里。
So all the revelation that God wants to show us is already here in the Bible.
如果换一句话说，乃是神要向我们启示，这个幔子已经打开了。
In other words, this veil has already been opened.
那这里有个问题啊。
But there's a problem here.
幔子打开了。
Yes, the veil is open.
我还是看不见。
But I still cannot see.
问题在哪里呢
？Now where is the problem?
你叫你去看一个 play.
So you will go see a play.
幔子是打开了。
Well, the curtain is up.
里面你啥都还看不见。
But you cannot see what's there.
为什么还没开灯？
Why? Because the light is not on.
他们很多时候换场的时候都不开灯，让里面跑来跑去，你啥都看不见。
When they change scene, usually they have the lights out, so you cannot see.
所以你发现你要看到，不是幔子打开就够了。
So it's not enough that the veil is open.
你还要有光。
You need light.
很多人看着这 play 都喜欢坐在前面。
A lot of people when they look at play, they want to be in the front seat.
为什么不要坐在后面？
Why don't they go to the back?
看不清楚。
Because it's not clear.
如果你近视又忘记戴眼镜了，就不用看了。
If you're nearsighted and you don't have glasses, then you don't have to look anymore.
说你看不见，还有一个原因。
Another reason
你的视力你看不到。
Is your sight is not good.
神今天已经打开在这里了。
The Lord has opened.
这本圣经是给大家读的。
The Bible is for everyone to read.
没有收起来不给人读的。
It's not locked.
但是为什么大家都读？
Now everyone is reading.
就是没看到。
But they cannot see.
因为第一个没有光。
Because there's no light.
第二个视力没有了。
The sight is not there.
所以我们要知道这两件事情非常的重要。
So these two things are very important.
我们再来这样说。
We can say.
如果就算有光了。
Even if there's light,
你没视力还是看不到。
If you have no sight, you can still not see anything.
我们讲这两个是已经是一个条件，但是就算有光，你没有视力还是看不到。
If we say these two are conditions, even if there's light and you don't have sight, you still cannot see.
我们如果有光，我们视力也能够看到的话，这就是给我们的启示。
If there's light and you have sight, then that's revelation.
说圣经有一句话，我今天没读哈，他愿神愿意把基督启示在我们心中。
The Bible said that God, it's pleased God to reveal Jesus in us.
这个就是我们的意象。
This is our vision.
圣经已经摆在那里了。
The Bible has opened it up for us.
我们今天要把为什么没有光要解决掉。
We have to deal with why is there no light?
我们的视力为什么看不到？我们要解决。
Why is there no sight?
我们看到保罗。
We see Paul.
他很有使命感的。
He's very zealous.
对吧？他为神热心，他就杀基督徒。
He kills Christians for God.
但他因为这个，他完全把神认识错了。
Because he has a wrong knowledge of God.
因为他这个视力出问题了。
His sight has problems.
说他认为我逼迫基督徒是侍奉神。
He thinks that persecuting Christian is serving God.
如果我们看看今天的基督教。
If we look at Christianity today.
你发现里面有很多宗教仪式，各样的事情都有。
There are lots of rituals, everything.
你像保罗所经历的一件事情。
Paul experienced one.
他怎么转过来的？
How did he turn around?
乃是当那个光照着他的时候。
It's when the light shine upon him.
你发现他外面的眼睛是瞎掉了。
His outward eye is blind.
你发现这个是视力是没掉了。
His sight is lost.
但他里面还有个眼睛倒是看见了。
But his inner eye sees.
我们今天要讲的视力是我们里面的眼睛看见了。
When we talk about sight today, it's our inner eye.
在保罗外面眼睛没瞎之前。
Before his outward eye is blinded.
他根本看不到神究竟要什么。
He cannot see what God wants.
当他外面的眼睛瞎了。
When his outward eye was blinded,
他里面的眼睛倒是看见。
Then his inner eye can see.
我们今天蒙恩得救。
Today we're saved.
并不是说我们每个都变瞎子。
It's not that all of us become.
但是有一件事情是什么让我们里面的眼睛能够打开呢？
But what can open our inner eye?
你这法利赛人，这个，他说，难道我们都瞎了吗？
The Pharisee says, "Oh, does it mean that we're all blind?"
耶稣说，我但愿你们瞎了，你里面就能够认识我。
The Lord said, I'd rather you be blind than you could understand.
我们今天求主给我们里面眼睛是能够看得见的。
May the Lord give us sight in our inner eye.
以致我们来读圣经，我们不是注重那些字句、疑文、道理、传统。
That when we read the Bible, we'll not just focus on words, letters, doctrines.
我们真的看到主在这里要对我们讲的是什么话。
We can see what the Lord is trying to say to us.
神今天要我们来侍奉他。
The Lord wants us to serve Him today.
神要我们侍奉他是成为我们的职业。
He wants service to become our vocation.
所以我们今天如果没看到，你会把侍奉神当你职业吗？
If you don't see, will you treat serving God as your vocation?
我们一定许多东西都是我所看重的，侍奉神次要的。
It will be, of course, it will be whatever is important to me.
当我们今天要来侍奉神的时候，
Now, if we want to serve God today,
绝对不是根据知识的。
It's not according to
our knowledge. 乃是根据你的启示。
It's according to revelation.
知识与理性刚好是启示最大的拦阻。
Knowledge and reasoning are the greatest enemy of revelation.
我们今天来到神的面前，我们求主给我们里面的眼睛能够开。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
那我们今天要问了，我怎么能够得到启示呢？
How can I obtain?
我怎么能够看到异象？
How can I see vision?
我们看到保罗好像某一天突然间一个祷告，打下去了。
We see Paul as if all of a sudden one day.
我们发现摩西好像牧羊牧突然有一天看到这个荆棘没着火。
Or Moses was shepherding, all of a sudden he saw this burning bush.
真的是突然的吗？
Are all this so sudden?
这个完全没有，就是神喜欢给谁就给谁看嘛。
Is it because God pleased who to see?
我们还要看这两个人。
Let's look at these two people.
我们看到摩西年轻，也不年轻了，40岁，他就要救他的自己的同胞。
Moses, around 40, he wants to save his own people.
他不知道怎么救。
He does not know how to
save them. 他认为我受了这么多的教育。
He thinks I'm so educated.
我今天是王宫长大的希伯来人。
I'm a priest who grew up in a palace and a Hebrew.
不是我救我同胞还有谁？
If I don't save my people, who are going to save them?
他能够怎么救？一拳打死那个埃及人。
How is he going to save? By killing the Egyptian.
当他杀那个埃及人，他唯有一条路可以走，就是逃命。
But when the Egyptian was killed, there's only one way and he has to flee.
但是你要看到哈， 他有这个心愿要能够被神用。
But you can see that he has a heart to be used by God.
这个心愿被神接受了。
This heart was accepted by God.
他的方法是错了。
Although his methods are wrong,
他的心愿被接受。
His heart desire was accepted.
40年。
And God waited 40
years. 等到这个摩西认为说我老了，我什么都不可能用的时候。
When Moses think I'm so old, there's nothing good with, useful with me.
我们从他写的诗篇知道哈，他已经80岁了，他已经写了我80岁啥用都没有。
We see from the Psalms he says I'm 80 and I'm useless.
当他在这样的思想的里面，神说我现在可以用。
When he's at this stage, then God said I can use.
在他人生认为是完的一个尽头里面，神开始用他。
When he feels he's at his end, then God can use him.
保罗, 我们看到他也是方法错了。
We also see Paul, the method.
但是他有个心要侍奉神的。
But he has a heart to serve.
这个心神看到了。
And this heart the Lord saw it.
所以神有一次当他往大马色的路上，神说是时候了，用大光把他打倒在地。
So on his way to Damascus, the Lord said it's time and use the light to shine and he fell on the ground.
我们发现一件事情,
we discover one thing.
这个异象看不看得见不在乎我们。
This vision, whether we can see or not, is not out of us.
那在乎神什么时候要你看见。
But it's when God wants to show.
神要你看见你看见。
When you can see, when the Lord wants you to see,
神不给你看见你就没得看见。
If the Lord does not want to show you, you cannot see.
但是这件事不代表我们没有责任的。
But it does not mean you don't have a responsibility.
我们是有责任的。
You have a responsibility.
因为不是我们讲这事，反正神你要给我看见，看见你不给我看就是拉倒我，反正就坐在这里等你啊。
If we have no responsibility, then we can say, oh, then what can we do, you know, if you don't want to show us.
但是我们知道神是出于神，我们还是有责任的。
But we know that even if it is according to God, we still have a responsibility.
我们在看到保罗与摩西的事情。
We see Paul and Moses.
你发现他们是有个心要走的。
We see they have a heart for God.
虽然他们在走在一个错的路上。
Even though they're going on the wrong way.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们也可以出很多错。
Brothers and sisters, we can be doing so many things.
但是我们应该有一个强烈的心愿说主，我要你的。
But we should have a great desire that Lord, I want you.
我们不甘心别人看见，我看不见。
We're not willing that others see, but we don't.
我们这个不是增进。
This is not we're afraid.
这个 compete.
Oh, it's not that we're competing with
这个是我知道主要我看见的，所以我就是要看见。
But it's because if God wants to show me, I want to
有人看见了，我需要看见的。
Other people see, so I want to see.
我不甘心说在不看见的情况里面一直走的。
I'm not willing to be in a situation of not seeing.
Ben Hebert 弟兄来讲了一件事情。
Ben Hebert said something.
当他谈到那个十个童女的时候。
When he talked about the 10 virgins.
我想我们在我们当中现在都明白了，十个童女是对基督徒讲的。
Now we all understand the 10 virgins.
我们都是呢，都是童女。
We are virgins.
所有重生得救的都在圣经里面都是童女。
those who are born again are virgins.
但是圣经讲了有五个聪明的，五个愚拙的。
But there are five who are wise and five who are foolish.
这不简单的事情。
This is not a simple matter.
因为只有那五个聪明主回来的时候能够跟他见面。
Only the five wise virgins can meet the Lord.
没错，所有基督徒最后还是要跟主见面。
Of course, all Christians are going to see the Lord.
但是五个愚拙的要 delay 一千年，要延后一千年才跟主见面。
But the five foolish ones have to be delayed for a thousand years to see the Lord.
我们弟兄讲到这个的时候，
when our brother mentioned this,
他讲了一个事情。
He mentioned one thing.
他说 ,don't miss the important things. 不要失去看不见的重要的事。
Don't miss the important things.
你知道这跟我们视力有关吗？
This has a thing to do with
为什么有人看到这个重要，我一点都不觉得重要。
Why is it that some people think this is important while I don't?
并且我看大家都不觉得重要。
And most people don't
think this is important. 只有你几个人觉得重要。
Only a few things is important.
但是这就把五个聪明的同理，五个愚拙的同理把它分出来。
But then this separates the five wise from the five foolish ones.
所以当他提到说 don't miss the important thing.
So when he said don't miss the important
thing. 这个事情的确进到我心中来。
This really entered into my heart.
在我们还能够在地上跟从主的路上。
When we still have a chance here on earth to follow.
不要让人的感情，人我要所做的事让我失去了看不见那重要的。
Don't let other people's what they want to do or their affection.
因为这影响是长远的。
Because the effect is eternal.
所以这个是第一个，我们需要对主有心的。
So this.Leads us to have a heart for the Lord.
我们刚刚读提摩太后书第二章里面讲到，我们要脱离卑贱的事，成为贵重的器皿。
In 2 Timothy, it says that we need to depart from things that are dishonor.
什么东西是贵重的？
What are the things that are honor?
大家家里都有贵重不贵重的。
In your house, there are honorable things.
你贵重的，你摆得很小心；不贵重，随便吧。
Those that are honorable, you put them in a high place.
我们说在圣经里面讲的贵重呢，乃是出乎神的，都是贵重的。
All things that are from God are honorable.
所有不出乎神的都不贵重的。
If they are not of God, they are dishonored.
并且圣经讲是卑贱的。
That's what the Bible says.
我们弟兄们也提到了，贵重的就是金银宝石。
Those that are honorable are gold and silver and precious stones.
不贵重的、卑贱的就是草木禾秸。
Dishonor are wood and earth.
我们今天我们要问，如果我们一直看不到异象，一直没有启示，
Today, if we cannot see the vision and if we don't have revelation,
我们要想最有什么卑贱的事使我一直抱着。
We have to ask ourselves, what are the dishonorable things that we're still holding to?
这些卑贱的事，因为我们一直抱住的原因，所以我失去看到那个贵重的。
Because we're holding this dishonorable thing, we cannot see the honorable one.
我们的财务
，our possession，
我们的家庭
，our family，
我们的地位
，our position，
我们的权利
，our power，
或者说这个 privilege，
our privilege，
我们的面子
，our faith，
我们的名誉
，our name，
我们的事业
，our career，
这个可能我只是提了一点。
Maybe these are only a few things.
如果这些事是一直我们不管信有多久，我们还是就抓住这些东西。
No matter how long you believe, if you hang on to these things.
弟兄姊妹，这个影响可以影响你五年、十年、二十年，可能更长。
This can affect you 5 years, 10 years, 20 or longer.
使我们完全失去能够看到异象的。
And miss the opportunity to.See the vision.
所以我们常常说，为什么今天我们说背十字架
？That's why today we always say to bear the cross.
背十字架乃是神要帮助我们放掉一些卑贱的事。
Bearing the cross is God's way of helping us.
我们今天一个难题就是我放不下，我现在抓住的。
Our problem is we cannot let go.
哪一天我能够放得下
？The day we can let go.
弟兄姊妹，在神的路上是海阔天空。
Then it's a highway on the Lord's
way. 我们真的能够把这些说主，你帮助我能够摆下来。
We say, Lord, help me to let go of all this.
根本不是一条绝路。
It's not a way that's hopeless.
神就让我们心里面就向他打开了。
But the Lord will open our hearts.
第二件事情。
So second thing.
我们的责任那是要脱离卑贱的事。
Our responsibility is to go, let go of the.
我们要成为一个贵重的器皿。
and be a vessel of honor.
第三个。
And the third thing.
我们刚读马太福音第五章第八节。
In Matthew chapter 5, 8.
他说清心的人必得见神。
It's those who are pure will see God.
我们弟兄上礼拜来他就说了一件事。
Again, our brother said.
他说把你眼睛注视在神身上。
May your eyes look upon the Lord. Fix your eyes on the Lord.
说我们能够 gaze, 我们真的只是就是 fix, 我们真的看到我们的神。
We fix our eyes on the Lord.
你知道这个神绝对让我们见到他的。
This will let us see him.
我们跟学生们在看列王记上。
We're studying First Kings with the students.
神要以利亚高以利沙接续他做先知。
Elijah want to anoint Elisha for as a prophet.
这个因为以利亚要被接上天了。
Because Elijah is going to be taken.
以利沙要跟以利沙就是说接棒人就是以利沙。
And Elisha is going to be the one who's continuing that ministry.
很奇妙，每一段路，以利亚说：“哎，我要到前面去，你就在这里等我。”
And then every step of the way, he said to Elijah, "Say to Elisha, you stay here and wait for me."
以利沙说。不管你到哪里，我跟定了，一定跟着你。
And Elisha said, "No, I'm going to follow closely."
三次，以利沙都不离开他。
And three times, Elisha doesn't want to leave him.
到了最后，他是问以利沙说：“你要什么？”
And then he asked Elisha,
你要我问王给你什么都可以。哇，以利亚很大权，王要给你什么都可以，你要就问就好了。
What do you want? What do you want the king to give you? Anything.
以利沙说，但愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
And he said that the spirit that touches you may
doubly. 这个是一个真的爱慕神的人。
This is one who really loves.
我只爱慕今天在神家中能够带领神的百姓能够走在正路上面。
I really want to walk in the right way before the Lord.
你叫以利亚就说你求的甚好，好给你。
And then Elijah said, "What you ask for is very good. Of course, it will be granted to you."
圣经有这样讲吗
？No, does the Bible say that?
没有。
No.
以利亚说：“你求的甚好，但是如果我被接上天的时候你看不见，拿不到。
”And then he said, "If I'm taken up, but you cannot see." Then you cannot gain that.
在以利亚对以利沙说，你还是要定睛看着我。
So basically, Elijah is saying to him that you have to fix your eyes.
我们今天要把眼睛好好看着我们的神。
You have to fix your eyes to the Lord.
一个仆人能够知道怎么做，那是因为我看着主人要我做什么。
A servant can only know what to do only if he fixes his eyes on the master.
所以，我们弟兄也提了。今天我们都是清清楚楚吩咐你做什么，你才知道去做。
Today we have to get very specific instruction to know what to do.
一个好的仆人乃是主人打个眼色或者一个动作，你就知道做什么。
But a good servant only needs the master to have this eye to give instruction.
清心乃是归回单纯。
To be pure is going back to.
刚刚唱的诗歌。就是要我们归回单纯。
We need to go back to simplicity.
我们只有归回单纯，我们才看到神要我们走的道路。
Only when we go back to simplicity will we see what the Lord wants us to do.
因为我们的主说，我就是道路。
Because the Lord said, I am the way.
神有蓝图要我们怎么来侍奉他。
There's a blueprint.
但是我们因为没有这个视力，看不见。
On how to serve, but we need to fix our eyes on Him. We need to have sight to see.
第四个。
And then number four.
哥林多后书第三章，我们提到了心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去。
And then 2 Corinthians 3, whenever our hearts are towards Him, then the veil is going to come down.
你要知道，我们刚刚讲，神已经把所有启示都摆在圣经里了。
We said that all the revelation are already in the Bible.
今天你幔子已经打开了。
The veil is open.
但是因为我还有个帕子就挡住我看到光看到东西了。
But before my eyes, there's a veil and I cannot see.
这个帕子影响了我的视力。
Now this veil affects my sight.
这个帕子拦住我来真的认识神。
This veil hinders me from knowing God.
我们可以想来看看什么是帕子。
What is this veil?
你对犹太人来讲，要他们信耶稣很难，因为摩西就是经典啊。
For Jews to believe in Jesus is very hard because
我怎么可以把 我把这位这么大的先知所犯下的律法摆在一边只信耶稣呢？
How can I put away this Moses and the law to believe?
要犹太人来信耶稣实在太难了。
So it's very difficult for a Jew to believe in Jesus.
那对我们这些不是犹太人的呢？
Now for us Gentiles,
我们有一些我们过去对主的认识或者过去对圣经的解释把我们挡住了。
The problem is our knowledge of the Lord in the past or some explanation or interpretation of the Bible becomes our veil.
我们以为我们已经认识了，结果这个东西把我们挡住，能够更进一步认识我们的主。
We thought we know, but they are the ones that are hindering us from knowing the Lord truly.
还有我们世界上许多的观念
or worldly perspective.
所以我也跟弟兄姊妹交通到，我们的心思是一个很重要的一个战场。
That's why our mind is so important. It's a battleground.
因为我们这个心思，我们还喜欢去分析，我们喜欢去解释，所以理性成为我们很大的一个帕子，看不见神要的。
Because we like to reason, we like to analyze, so our mind becomes a problem for us to know the Lord.
我跟你们讲讲这个。一点点的故事。
I want to talk to you about, tell you about a story.
这很多年前，我这个老二很小的时候。
When my second one is still very young.
我就跟他吹头发，这个洗头嘛，就跟他吹头发。
I was drying his hair.
我常常就问自己一个问题：为什么我吹头发一下就干了，吹他最好半天都不干？
Ask why is it easy to dry my own hair, but it's hard to blow dry his hair.
哎呦，好久啊！每次我就要吹好久，怎么这么多头发？怎么吹来吹去都吹不干
？Took me a long time to blow dry his hair.
不知道哪一天在吹的时候，这个我刚好看到镜子。
Then, don't know. One day I look at the mirror.
哦，我没头发。
Oh, because I don't have a lot of hair.
难怪我吹一吹就干了。
And that's why it dries easily.
吹他老半天吹不干的。
But for him, it's hard.
你知道我之前一直在想，究竟出现问题在哪里？
Then where's the problem?
我想好久。
But I thought about this for a long
time. 我在想有没有什么办法帮他吹头发吹得这么快干，跟我一样。
I keep on trying to figure out how to do it faster for him.
还好没有把他头发剪光。
Good, I didn't cut all his hair.
这个给我里面一个阐发，就是说，哎，我一直在想，一直一个想法把我堵死了。
This showed me that my thinking hindered me.
我又有另外一个。
Then another time.
都跟我头发有关的。
All related to hair.
对啊，我头发都是 Sherry 替我剪的。
Sherry cut my hair.
他有一次在我这个叫什么啊 ？Burn， 中文叫什么 ？Sideburn 我知道，英文中文我不知道。Anyway。他这个就把我推了铲出一条道来了。
She did something to my sideburn.
不算是很，他剪得很好。那一次是可能是我叫他剪上去的。
Well, maybe I told her to do that.
然后呢，我一照镜子，两边不平衡。
So it was not balanced.
那我就在想，怎么让他平衡呢？
So I was thinking how to make it.
我就把另外一边的拼命要剪到跟那边一样铲上去了。
So I was trying to cut the other side so it will match the other one.
但是我有一个很怕的。
But I was afraid.
如果再剪多了一点，那这边也要修了，迟早什么都没掉了。
If I keep on doing it, then maybe both sides will.
所以每一次呢，我就很小心，什么才剪，但没有一次做到的。
So.I wasn't able to.
我可以告诉你 ，I'm very frustrated. 我真的很沮丧。我说这怎么办啊
？So I was truly frustrated.
当然，我戴眼镜可以遮掉一些了。戴眼镜可以遮到的。
But my glasses can hide.
但是我还是整天在想，我怎么剪，能够剪到成？哎，我自己剪的嘛，对，都是镜子剪，这怎么能够剪得一样呢
？But I kept trying to figure out.
又搞了好久。
And then took a long time.
有一天就突然间醒过来了。
But one day I awakened.
不用剪嘛，让它那边已经剪上去，让它长出来不就好了
？Don't have to cut, it will grow out.
你为什么整天就是想着要剪呢
？Don't keep on thinking about cutting.
哎呦，这个是我大释放。
Again, I was relieved.
我说我根本不用做什么事，它只要留，最后就留到一样，这再剪就全平了。
I don't have to do anything. It will grow and then it will become okay.
你有没有发现哈、啊，这些生活很小的事情，但是帮助我们来今天来认识我们怎么样来认识我们的主。
Well, little things in life, but it is.
因为我们都已经打定一些方法，就是我一定要这样子，我才能够认识神。
When we have decided on certain ways and think they are the ways to.No、God.
我一定要怎么样做，我才这样就是你说不是这样子，我就没办法接受，一定要这样子的。
And then you say no, don't do that, but I can't accept it. I really want to go that route.
但是主如果哪一天开了我们的眼睛
，But one day when the Lord opened our eyes,
你发现，哎呦，那条路真的使我达到了。
And then you realize, oh, this way will lead me to the right end.
我很喜欢讲耶利哥。城外面的瞎子。
I like to talk about the blind man and the gate of Jericho.
我们弟兄也交通这一个故事。
And our brother shared about this too.
他来到耶稣面前。
He came before Jesus.
耶稣问他你要什么
？And Jesus asked him, "What do you
want?" 他说你要我为你做什么
？What do you want me to do for you?
他的回答直截了当。
And it's very straightforward.
他说主啊，我要能看见。
Said I want to see.
为什么
？Why？
因为第一个，他知道我是瞎的。
Because he knows he's blind.
我承认我是瞎的。
I accept that I'm blind.
我只有一个需要，我就是要看见。
I have only one need, and it's to see.
他只来到主面前，很简单，主啊，开我的眼睛，我要看见。
Very simple. Open my eyes. I want to see.
主耶稣的回答也直截了当。
And the Lord is very simple. His answer.
主就回答他，你可以看见。
You can see.
你发现主讲多一句话。
And then the Lord said something else. Your faith has saved you.
他的信乃是我知道我的瞎眼的，主你可以开我眼的，开我眼吧。
His faith is, I know I'm blind, and Lord, open my eyes.
你知道马太福音七章第七节。
Matthew chapter 7:7.
他说祈求的就给你。
Ask and it shall be given.
寻求的。就给你寻见
Seek and you shall find
后门的就给你开门
Knock and it shall be opened
我们神希我们常用这些事情对朋友们讲的
We always use this verse for
那朋友们啊你来叩神的门神一定为你开门的
Friends you knock
the door 只要你诚诚实实
As long as you're honest
弟兄姊妹这还在第七章主还在对我们说所有基督徒你来叩我的门吧
But this is chapter 7 The Lord is telling Christians You knock the door.
你来找我，我一定给你找到的。
You find me.
如果不是，你不要读圣经，这些圣经根本没用。
Otherwise, you read the Bible, it's no use.
我们真实的来到主的面前。
We really have to come before the Lord.
但这里有个大前提。
But there's a condition.
我要承认我是瞎的。
We have to accept that we're blind.
我不承认我是瞎，你就不会这样来寻求。
If we don't accept that we're blind, you will not seek.
因为就像法利赛人，我是看得见的，为什么我要这样寻求呢
？For the Pharisees, they feel they can.
除非我里面有一个，我真的觉得我有帕子挡住了。
Unless you feel you see yourself.
我就是要在主面前，我诚实，我是瞎的，没看见，我要看见。
I want to come before the Lord and honestly say.
我不要失去那个重要的事。
I'm not going to miss the important thing.
我没办法负别人的责任，但是我要负我自己的责任。
I can't be responsible for others, but to be for myself.
当我们常常讲到救恩的时候
，When we talk about salvation,
我们很喜欢这个说 ，I was blind, but now I see. 我曾经瞎眼，现在看见了。
We always say I was blind and now I see.
弟兄姊妹，当我们信主之后
，But after we believe,
我们也求主给我们也不断经历。
But may the Lord help us to continually experience.
在认识你要我认识的事上。
To know what you want me to know.
I am blind.
I'm also blind.
但是当我看见的时候
But when I see.
我们又能够说主啊 I was blind, but now I see.
Then I can say again, I was blind, but now I see.
因为是主因着我真诚地向他寻求
Because I was sincere and asking from the Lord.
主给我看见了
The Lord let me see.
你要知道那个喜乐没办法用言语来形容的
That joy is unexplicable.
但愿我们真的求主 帮助我们看到我们什么帕子把我们挡住了。
But may the Lord show us what is that veil that is before us.
我们能够说出啊，这个帕子使我啊瞎眼了。
We can say, Lord, this veil is.
这个帕子使我的视力看不见。
This veil is making me out of sight.
主啊，我要抓住你的话，凡寻求的就能够寻见。
I want to take hold of your word.Ask and it shall be.
别人能够看见的，我要看见。
What others see, I want to see.
我不要失去那重要的事。
I don't want to miss the.
免得那一日我要哀哭切齿。
I don't want to be weeping.
只为着今天一些挡住我的事情。
Just because of these things that veiled me.
第五个。
Number five.
我们看看刚刚读的提摩太后书第三章的时候。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3.
保罗对提摩太说。
Paul said to Timothy.
他说提摩太啊。你知道你是跟谁学的。
It says, Timothy, you know whom you're learning from.
圣经给我们看到保罗有直接的看到异象。
Paul, see the vision directly himself.
没提过提摩太直接看的。
But it never says, Timothy directly see the
vision. 提摩太是向保罗学的。
Timothy learned of Paul.
换句话说，提摩太能够看到这个异象是保罗告诉他的。
Timothy can see this vision because Paul told him.
这个意象是保罗传递给提摩太的。
This vision was given from Paul to Timothy.
所以提摩太后来也得着了。
And so Timothy got it too.
神有时候在我们自己的追求里面给我们直接眼睛打开了。
Sometimes the Lord opened our eyes directly.
但神很多时候在今天乃是藉着看见的弟兄们告诉我们我们眼睛打开了。
But this day,Many times the Lord used brothers who have the vision to tell us.
所以啊，我们弟兄也说了，这个我们要看重聚会。
That's why our brother said we need to have this pay importance to.
神能够借着他的仆人在聚会中帮助我们打开眼睛。
Through meeting, the servant of God can open our eyes.
我们自己读经，自己祷告，安静在主面前，主可以开我们眼睛。
Of course, the Lord can open our eyes when we're reading the Bible by ourselves.
但是在团体的聚会的时候，神的恩典是更大。
But in gathering, the grace of God is even bigger.
主能够在聚会中，因着我心中要，主在聚会中开我的眼。
Because my heart wants, so through meeting, the Lord can open.
保罗怎么让提摩他看见？我们也愿意说，带领我们的弟兄们，也让我能够看见。
How Paul let Timothy see, may we also see from brothers before us.
So, 我刚刚一开始聚会我就说了。
So, before the meeting, I said.
我们弟兄来交通说，主啊，你在这里。
My brother said, you are here.
说你在每个聚会中，主要是你在这里。
As long as every meeting, Lord, you are here.
我要你在聚会中今天要对我讲的话。
I want the word that you have for me, Lord, today.
我不要浪费了今天坐在这里，坐在你的面前，没听到你的话。
I don't want to waste my time here today and not hear what you want to
say. 我过去也跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我们要扎根啊，除了读经、祷告这些生活，我们要扎根在聚会的生活。
Other than reading the Bible, prayer, we need to have our root in this meeting.
我们不可以随便不参加聚会。
We cannot forego meeting like.
只有一个，乃是那个聚会没有主的同在的。
Unless the meeting does not have God's presence.
那你就不要参加了。
Then you don't have to.
那如果那个聚会是有主的同在的。
But if the meeting has the presence of God.
你不参加，损失永远是你。
If you don't join, and the loss is definitely yours.
所以我们来到聚会，我们的心态要主，我预备好。
So every time we come to meeting, we say to the Lord, I prepare my heart.
就求你在这个聚会中有一些话给我看到的。
May you have some word for me, Lord, in the meeting.
我另外一个关于以利沙一个故事我也很喜欢。
Another a story about Elisha I really like.
这是列王记下第六章十五十七节里面讲了一个故事。
Second Kings 5.
Six.
Second Kings 6. 15 to 17.
它里面讲到亚兰王把以利沙整个居住的房子包围了。
The king surrounded the house that.
带着大军把他整个包围了。
The mighty warriors were surrounding.
他一个仆人早上醒来了。
And his servant.
他说：“哀哉！”一打开窗一看，完了，全部都是敌军。
When he looked out the window, say, "Oh my, they were surrounded by the enemy."
他跑去跟伊丽莎说，哎，这怎么办呢？我们现在怎么办呢？
He went to Elisha. What are we gonna do?
伊丽莎对他仆人说。
And Elisha said to the servant,
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
与我们同在的比与他们同在更多。
He is with us is greater than the ones who are against us.
那个仆人看一看，只有你跟我。
Said, there's only two of us.
外面一队兵啊。
But we're surrounded by.
你什么意思？与我们同在的比与他们同在更多。
What do you mean that he's greater that is with us than those who are against us?
以利沙就祷告。
And then Elisha prayed.
他说：“耶华，开着少年人的眼睛。
”Said Lord, open the eyes of this young man.
耶华就开着少年人的眼睛。
And then the Lord opened the young man's eye.
他就看到满山的。火车火马围绕着伊丽莎。
And then he saw the chariots of fire surrounding them.
你要知道我们为什么会不惧怕。
How can we not fear?
这个我们会惧怕因为我们只看到我们两个。
Of course, we are fearful because we only see the two of us.
如果我眼睛能够看到原来神的天军就在我们这个附近你还有什么好怕的。
But if you can see,the heavenly host, then what is there to be afraid of?
我们是因为没看见。
It's because we cannot see.
我们害怕。
That's why we're fearful.
所以我今天就提这几点。
So these few points I mentioned today.
我们一定要有一个要主的心。
We have to have a heart for the Lord.
我们要脱离卑贱的事，追求那贵重的事。
We have to let go of this honorable stuff.
求主给我们归回单纯。
We have to go back.
我们人越来越老，我们是越来越复杂。
We get more complicated as we get older.
说求主给我们归回单纯。
That we will go back to being simple.
求主把我们拦阻使我们瞎眼的东西把它挪开。
May the Lord take away whatever is blinding us.
求主给我们看到我们没有挪开，我真的是一个瞎子。
May the Lord show us if we don't take away that veil, we
are a blind person. 就我们不要走法利赛人所走过的路。
We don't want to go the way of the Pharisees.
以致我们知道什么叫做为主做见证。
We want to know what it means to be testimony of the Lord.
能够站在地上，能够坐在神的家中，能够成为托住神见证的一个器皿。
That we will be vessels upholding the testimony of the Lord here on earth.
我们不要在巴望整天要看到有个天使在你面前出现。
We're not hoping to see an angel before us.
因为神能够借着看得见的弟兄们能够把这个传递给我们。
Because the Lord can use brothers before us to show us the vision.
只要我们真心的说我真的要看见。
As long as we say we want to.
神是鉴察我们的心的。
The Lord knows our heart.
你怎么向主呼求？神跟你知道。
How you cry out to the Lord?
只要我们真实要的。
As long as we really want.
但是你要知道，那是有代价的。
But then there's a price to pay.
我们能够看见，你才有可能这个过一个生活是不妥协的。
There's a life that cannot compromise. That's a price to pay.
你知道所罗门两次看过神。
Solomon saw the Lord twice.
他还是走了。他还是离开了。
Oh, but he left the Lord.
他后来去拜偶像去了。
He went to the idols.
所以神非常的生气。
That's why the God was very angry.
以色列国就分成南北国了。
The Israel was separated.
你竟然离弃两次向你显现的神。
Because you left twice. The
Lord revealed. 他起步很好啊，他说我只要智慧，金银财宝我都不要。
His beginning was really good. He wants wisdom. He does not want riches.
后面他完全把神去掉了。
But at the end, he left the Lord.
但我们相信，到他很老的时候，他可能回来了。
Of course, we know, in his very, very old age, maybe he came back.
保罗讲了一句话。
And Paul said,
故此我没有违背从天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们如果真的要看见神要我们的。
If we want to see what the Lord wants to see.
这个代价是大的。
The price is great.
你会违背吗？
Are you going to be disobedient?
许多的东西会让你违背这天上来的意象。
There are many things that will let you be disobedient.
我们今天要为主能够站住的话。
Today, to stand for the Lord.
我们求主给我们真的看到主所要。
May we see what the Lord really wants.
我们只有付代价，我们没办法妥协的。
We have to pay the price and not compromise.
我们会遇到人很多的误会。
there will be misunderstanding by men.
遇到人的反对。
Or people will be against us.
但是我们在主面前只能够学习，能够忠心的。
But we have to be faithful before the Lord.
我们需要看到。
We need to see.
没有异象，民就灭亡。
Without vision, the people perish.
我们求主不要让我们浪费我们的光。
May we not waste our time.
特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially young brothers.
如果主延后回来的话。
If the Lord
delays. 你们还有大很长的时间在你面前。
You have a long time before you.
你这一生你能够怎么认识，怎么跟从主，在乎你今天怎么样的，怎么样向主求的。
How you follow the Lord depends on what you're asking from Him.
我们今天无所谓的过日子。
If we're careless with our days.
只顾着我们今天学业事业以后我所要的。
If we only care about our studies, our career, what we want,
有个大危险，你可能回不来。
There's a danger. Maybe you will not come back.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我今天只愿意提到一点，就是我们需要有异象。
I want to mention today that we need vision.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同来到你的面前。
Lord, we come together before you.
主啊，你愿意我们都来认识你。
You want us to come and know you.
主啊，我们就在你面前把我们的心再一次向你来打开。
We want to open our hearts to you.
主啊，帮助我们做一个真实的人。
May we be people who are real before you.
我们承认我们常常是瞎眼的。
We admit that we are blind all many times.
但是主啊，听我们心中对你真实的呼喊。
But Lord, hear our cry to you.
主啊，你听见了，就求你来开启我们。
You hear us, Lord, open us.
但愿我们在地上能够真的成为你真实的见证人。
That we can be truly your testimony here on earth.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们聚会就到这里。